The Gemara brings the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, which sris is chalitz v'chalitzin l'ishtay, and which sris is ein chalitz v'chalitzin l'ishtay? Which saris do we say that if he dies, the isha does not need chalitza nibum, and he cannot do chalitza nibum? And which saris do we say the opposite? So Rabbi Eliezer said that a sris chama, if it's a sris from birth, so then he's considered a bar kam hashem, he's considered halachically able to have children because he has a refuah. It's possible to heal him. Hashem and his sris adam, where his evari zera were injured, so there's no refuah. And memela, he's considered to be someone who can't have children. His wife will not require even mechalitza, and he would not be able to perform even mechalitza on his brother's wife. And the Gemara brought a stira to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Rabbi Eliezer also said, seemingly in the Raisa, that lechelitz vay misyabemis by a sris chama. The first tarot of the Gemara was, Rabbi Eliezer was chayzer. But the Gemara wanted to know, which one was he chayzer? Which one did he retract? Did he originally hold sris chama is chayletz and then he decided no? Or did he originally hold it's none and then he decided yes? So Gemara says, Tashima, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer, Oymus sris chama chayletz v'chayletz l'ishtay, shekeim b'mina misrabim alexander shemitzrayim. Rabbi Eliezer said, a sris chama, you could be chayletz v'chayletz l'ishtay because a Swiss chama does have refuah in Alexandria of Mitzrayim. So where do we see which one he was chayzer? So first lashon of Rashi is, since we have two memers, the Mishnah and this brisa, that is chayz v'chayz ishtay, as opposed to the other brisa, which is only one, so we're going to assume that this is the ikur, and he was chayzer from the other brisa. But the second inami says is, he brought a raya from Alexandria shel Mitzrayim, shmami na, that he was chayzer from the one originally. I in the Mishnah, he said the other. The Mishnah alone, he also said yesh the refuah. But the Mishnah, he could say misar kamrachi. He believes there's a refuah. But he didn't know for sure. But now that we see that he brought a raya, it was clear that mistami wouldn't be chayzer. So the Karban Asanel, it's at the end of the sugya, it's tough. He points out that from Rashi we see that the machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazer, if by a sris chama, yechelz yechelz nishta yonat, Rabbi Kiva says you're not because they didn't have a shas kasher, and Rabbi Eliezer says you do because it has a refuah, is not a machlekes if yesh the refuah works. Because otherwise, what's the raya? So he brought Alexander Shem Mitzrayim, but there was a general chazara if yesh the refuah works or doesn't. If it's the yesaid musa that everyone agrees that yesh the, that it really does have a refuah, and the question is if a refuah works, so there's no raya from the fact that he brought in Alexander Shem Mitzrayim. It makes no difference if he said it because of experience, Alexander Shem Mitzrayim, we said it misora because he believed that way. Al karchak you see from Rashi that Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds yesh lirifua and Rabbi Kiva holds ein lirifua. That's the machlekes. And if it was yesh lirifua, of course it wouldn't be yesaris. But so Rabbi Eliezer believes it's yesh lirifua, and like in the Brice it says he doesn't only say misora, he said it mikayach, the Metzias that he knew, and I guess Rabbi Kiva held that we don't know exactly what did Alexander Shem Mitzrayim. Maybe they weren't serisim to begin with, but that's the shaila. But really, everyone holds if it has a refuah, you're not a saris. The machlekes is does it or does it not have a refuah? That's lechayev vashteit. So the Asher Shankin asked if that's true. So come there's we paskin that it doesn't have a refuah. So we paskin if you ascertain someone's a sris chama, there's no way he could ever become a sris chama. So if that's true, what's the Gemara before? The Gemara early on this Amid that said that how do you know he's a Sris Me'ima? Because he's Matal Mayim Ve'ina Isakipa. We see from the way he's Matal Mayim, the way he urinates, that if it doesn't flow out, it just drips. So Mela, we know that he's a Saris. So Marcel Lech Hashem Hevi Benetayim. How do we know he was always a Saris? Maybe he became better in between. Question is, if the Asayid of the Man the Amid at Sris Chama is ein chaylitz v'chaylitz in the ishta is because he's ein lerefuah, and Rabbi Eliezer is the one's mechadish yesh lerefuah, and Rabbi Kiva has told ein lerefuah, so what's lech Hashem evitayin to pliya? He can't have refuah, he doesn't have refuah. Fam is a pliya. So Yashu Shankiv says, Mekaychayim Merakushi, he says like this. He says, Taisis in that payim the days, Bemis in the Gemara there says that you need all the Samani Saris to be called the Saris. So what's the pshat? You don't have all the Samani Saris in Me'imah, you only have one. That he's Matamayim Ve'Nei Sekipa. So Taisa says, that's the one you know about. All the other simani saris, the things that you can't tell on a newborn, like with his hair or with his skin or things like that, that you can't really tell right away, or with his voice. So all these things, you can't consider, you don't know. But if you have this particular saris, which is you could tell right away, So Taisa says like this. So if each one of the simani saris are noticeable at the first second, and matal mayim ve'enes and kip is noticeable at birth, so male, that's why you assume he's a saris mimeimai. So Zakli Yashish Yankov, so when the Gemara says Lech Hashem Mehivri, doesn't mean that he's a Saris and he got better and then he became a Saris again. Lech Hashem Mehivri means that the Merig Lion started being Isaac Kippa in the middle and then they stopped. So male, he's missing that Simon Saris Mime Imai of an Isaac Kippa. That's the only way you can learn, if you can learn that the Karban Asano, that everyone agrees, and like the Mishmaris of this Gemara, that everyone agrees that there is. That if there were to be a refuah, it would not be a problem. Chelz katz nishdei, and the machlek is if there is a refuah. So, if we're assuming there's no refuah, so you have to say lech Hashem hivri just means just the simon amount of mayim veinayis akipa. Says Rashi is not mashma that way, but perhaps you can learn Rashi that way. Rashi's words is lech Hashem hivri. Rashi says lech Hashem is shachas v'shtakach tahavu leishasa kaisher. Sounds like the shasa kaisher was with the hivri, but he says not mamish mocher. Now we have the machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, "Ochel chayil ben shtei mesir shanim yimechad ad ben shmein esrei v'nolda b'simani saris." If let's say he ate chayil from 12 years old, Rashi says we're talking about in a keva, and then simani saris is a zach, it's a shtickle problem. But anyway, what's the din? Rav says, "Nasa saris l'mefreya." If let's say he didn't have shtei saris, but he had simani saris, so when do you find out for sure he's a saris when he's 20? And Rav says, then he becomes a gadol l'mefreya, and he's chayiv on the chayil that he ate. And Shmuel Amar Katanei Beisushan, no. He only becomes a gadol from the time that he's 20, and we ascertain that he's a Saris or by a woman in Eilis. So speak about the Machlokes soon, but first, I want to speak about the Taisus. Taisus says, Nasa Saris L'Mefreya, according to Rav, V'loki Al-Chelev Sha'achal, and he gets Malkus. Why is it an Asra Asafik? It's not called Asra Asafik, even though B'Shas Asra Asafik, the Taisus' words are, the hash to me gloyim milsul lemefreya shagadol b'shas esro, because now we found out lemefreya that he's a gadol. V'leidami lehike ezet v'chasav hike ezet. And it's not the same if somebody has two people suffik ben shiva la'achrim ben teshul l'rishayin. It's a suffik who's his father, and he gives a card to both of them because it was never nisbar which one was his father. Af achas shehike hashneim le'yidia ezah. So Pashas what Taisus is saying is like this. Hasra Safik Shema Hasra means when we never know which is the Aveir. We just know Mimanav Shach, there was one of them that's an Aveir. But we don't know which one. That is the issue of Hasra Safik, Amachlaikis, Amiran. They say Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, Lai Shema Hasra. Masha'en Kain, if at the time of the Maisa we didn't know, but later it was inspired clearly that there was an Aveir done, and this particular thing, that there wasn't, that this exactly wasn't a veir, which is the no b'shas ma'isa. That's not called Asra Safik. That's Shtein Taisus, l'chayim. So there's a Shagas Aryeh, it's a tshuva, which originally was found in the Sefer Beis Ephraim, Shoshu Beis Ephraim, and Avez Asim Ben Beis, that the Beis Ephraim was having a Chalifas Mechdavim, he was having an exchange of letters with the Baal HaShagas Aryeh, and he wrote the Shagas Aryeh's tshuva in the Sefer, Avez Asim Ben Beis. Later, some people did print in the back of the Shagas Aryeh. But anyway, he says, I hold Fakir from Taisus. Even if you hold Asra Safik, Shema Asra, but that's only when the person himself knows it's an Aveira. It's just the Edom don't know. So they don't know for sure he'll be able to get an Einish on this Aveira. So that's Asra Safik. Masha'en Kain, when here, even the person doesn't know it's an Aveira. So that's not a Mezid B'chol. He doesn't know it's an Aveira. He's a Safik Aveira. A Safik Aveira, everyone agrees you can't get Malkus on it. B'shas Maisa, it's a Safik if it is or isn't an Aveira. Even if you hold Asra Safik, Shema Asra. But that's only when the person who was doing it was doing something which he knows is an Aveira. Just he doesn't know, the Edom don't know it's an Aveira, so you don't know for sure he'll be able to get an Einish. Masha'en Kain, when he does it, he knows it's an Aveira. And he doesn't know it's an Aveira B'chlal, so even if you hold Asra Safik, Shema Asra, you won't get an Einish. So, Mela, this Gemara cannot be told about Malkus, like the Shagas Aryeh, it has to be told about Lagabe Karbin. And he says, Lamashal, the Gemara says, Shur Shalaykh Lakik is Ayyam, Vavayam, Vlayachal, it's a Machalik is of Asra Safik Shema Asra, it's a Mari Malkus in other places. Now there, when it was Arve Ayem V'Leachol, why is it Asher Safed? Because when he didn't eat it, we don't know if it'll be Ivor or not. Now he knows he's going to be Ivor, he's not planning on eating it. But we don't know if he's going to be Ivor. So Mel, that's why it's called Asher Safed. But, L'mafreya, we found that he was Ivor. So how could you say, B'chai Gavin, everyone knows it's a good Asra, it's only Mahikis Ever, Chazavikis Ever, but you don't know what that Ver is, he would know what that Ver was. The Ver is he didn't eat it. If he ate it later, then it wouldn't be an Ver. But we found that he didn't eat it later, so it wasn't an Ver. And you see clearly, it's still totally the Machlekes Asra, Safik Shema Asra. And more than that, he says, even his Svar is Mefurish, and first in Taisal, come on to Mixuvas. The Gemara wants to bring a Raya, the Kol Kavua, Maxal, Maxal, the Gemara says, because it says that Mumemayit, throwing a stone at a group of people is, you don't get Misa. And what's the case? Even though the nine Israel and the one guy, but since Kol Kavua Ka Maxal, Maxal, it blives like Maxal, Maxal, it blives like this. Half Yidin, half Goyim, and suffering the Farshas Lohakol. So Kumtais, he throws a stone to kill one of people. It's a suffering if it's a Yid or a Goyim. And he's Pater, because suffering the Farshas Lohakol. So the Shaila was, if Lamaisi ended up killing a Yid, because if he didn't kill a Yid, so then Stam, he's Pater. So Taisis, and Ksuvist after his Ravim and Aleph, even Maskel suffering the Farshas Lohakol, says like this. That if you hold that Sra Safik Lay Shema Sra, so even if Safik the Fresh is Lahmid, Lamai said there's no Asra, it's a Sra Safik. Elamai Sra Safik Shema Sra. So why is he Potter? We found that he killed the Yid, it's inspired that he killed the Yid. So Taisa says, but it's different, because there, he himself knew he's going to come with Day Yisr. If, let's say, by Naisa, which is called Asra Safik, so he knows he'll come with Day Yisr if he does Naisa. It's the same thing, it's like Shua Shaykh Hakika Zahayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayayay Mela, we say Asra Safik Shema Asra. Mashen Kiniv, he doesn't know that he's doing an Isser. He doesn't know who it's going to hit. See, here also, when the guy himself has no idea if it's going to turn out to be a Gadol Mefrei or not, so the Kuliyam should be Pater. As I said, the Shagasai, and that's why he says we have to be talking about Le'inyan Karbet. So what's Pshat in Taisis? So Bechanan and Kaivitzaris and Simon Peyos Beis, actually the last shtickle in Kaivitzaris, he says like this. He says, by Zayrik Evan Legav, the suffix on Lahaba. If it's a suffix on Lahaba, so Lemaisa, you can't say Lemafrei, he did an Isser. At the time that he did it, there was no clarity, it will be an Isser. And what happens is, something happened later that turned it into an Isser. Mashenka, when it's a suffix on Lemafreya, suffix if he is a Gadol, but it's going to be Igli Milsa Lemafreya, that Taisis holds, not called a suffix, and not called a suffix Michal. So what do you do with the Shur Shal Echel Kikin Zeh Ayayim V'av Ayayim V'al Yachla? So Bechanan says a very interesting pshat in that. Because he wants to know, where's the Asura B'Shasti Aveira? A person says, I'm going to eat this Kikar today. And someone tells him, you better eat the Kikar or else you get Malkus. He says, I mean, I don't have to eat it now. I have 6 hours. Zakta Bechanan, that's Bechal not Asura. That's not Asura B'Shasti Isser. So what's the Asura Suffolk there? Zakta Bechanan, very interesting pshat. He says, when is he doing the Aveira? He's doing the Aveira at one very specific time. At the end of the day, when he still could eat it if he starts right now, but if he waits a Teicha de Dibur, he won't be able to eat it anymore. He won't be able to finish it. That's the Shas Aveira. So how do you get Hasra? So here's how you do it. You start the Hasra from the time that it might already be that time. Let's say it takes approximately 3 minutes to eat it. So you start the Asra 3.5 minutes before the end of the day, or by Nicer, and you finish the Asra 2.5 minutes before. So for an entire minute, you're telling him, if you don't need it, you'll get Malkus. If you don't need it, you'll get Malkus. If you don't need it, you'll get Malkus. You tell him Asra for an entire minute. You definitely started in time where, had he eaten it right then, he would have been able to finish. But and you definitely went all the way until now, it's definitely too late to finish. So one of these Asras was a good Asra. It's mamish the same as Hika Zeh v'chazav Hika Zeh. You don't know which one. That's why it's Asra Safik. So it's mamish like Hika Zeh. We still don't know which Asra was the right one. If someone gave Asra and it was a Safik, but later it was a Goy Milsa, not a Safik on Lahamba, like Zarek Evan Legav, that doesn't count. That's B'chal not a nice Aveir. But let's say it's a Safik on Lahamba. We don't know if it's an Aveir, but it might be. And you give Asra, and you're going to find out clearly if it wasn't a very b'shas meisa. So even if you held Asra Safik, lo yishma Asra, that's not called Asra Safik, because it's also the Isgalis. When's it Asra Safik? when the pshat is even afterwards, we don't know which Yeshua was the right one. Like Kikazah, v'chazikazah. What do you do with Shvur Sha'echel Kikazah, Yayim Vavayim V'layachla? He says, why is that Yeshua Safik? If you master him way earlier, Chalan Yeshua B'shat Saveir. It only works if you master him when two things. He still could eat it now, A. And B, if he waits, he won't be able to eat it. So mainly you have to continuously do the Asra, one Asra after the other, through the entire period that it might be the Shas Aveir, and then one of these Asra's were good, and that's why it's on Asra Savik Shema Asra, Gvaldik of Shafar Al-Bukhana. Now the other Achrayim that learned Taisus up a whole different thing. The Pnei Yeshua, it's in Kedushin Daf Samach Dalet, it's in the Kunshas Achra, Nois Tzadik Gimel. Now they printed it Bifnim, but it's that he says what Taisus means is something else. Taisus means here he's vada eating chaylev. The suffix is the Barinshin. The Barinshin, so there's no halacha that the Edom have to know that he's a Barinshin. As long as they know that it's a vada avera, and on this avera you get this einish, if you're a Barinish, the Bezin has to figure out if he's a Barinshin. That's all. There's no din asra suffix. That's all Taisus means. The Shari Melech says this in Ilchas Ishus Perek Beis Locha Gimel, the name of the Bnei David. And in the Gilei Nashas, in Shuas, that Flam Zayinim Adeis, it's clear Rabbi Kivego also learned that way. And Rabbi Shimon Shkop in Shari Esha, Shari Alef Perek Gimel, was also mechavim to it, and he was masbid of Vart. He says, even by a katan, it's an Aveira. The Torah doesn't want it done. You see, it's also to be machal the katan, be a dayim. It's just the katan's not a bardas. So merely, you can't be ma'anishem, I'm doing an Aveira. But he did an Aveira. So Mel, if you find out that he's Taka Agadol and he's a Bardas and Roy Fernanshim, that's Asra's Vaday. That's all Taisus means. And no such is say that when you find out it's an Aveir, that's Asra's Vaday. No, we'll go with the Shagazai. Even if you find out later that this is an Aveir, Kol Shem B'Shaiti and Mesubli, that's Asra's Avik. But here, you know for sure it's an Aveir B'Shas Maisa. It's the hash to me, Gloyim Muslim Afreya Shay, Gadol B'Shas Asra, that's all he means. He was a Gadol. He was a Gadol, so it's a Vaday Aveir. See, the Mishnah Lamelech, Hilchus Hedjim Perek, Design Alech and Dalin, asks the following question. Taisus here says that a Asra Safik is only when, even afterwards, it's a Safik, but if it's a Zbair, so Mimela, you don't say it's a Asra Safik, and that's why, Rav, you can get Malchus Vini Chalev. So, in fact, the Mishnah Lamelech, it's in Hilchus Hedjim Perek, Design Alech and Dalin, there's a Taisus needed after Mavavim and Beis that the Gemara was discussing. If you have a Katan that's Mufla Samachlish, the last year before he's a Gadol, so the Gemara is saying his neder is a good neder midrash. If he's makdish something, a person eats it, he gets malchus. So frek taisakash it's asra safik because he's only a mufasam machlish if he'll get Cyrus later. How do you know he's going to get Cyrus? It's asra safik. We can't know for sure he's a mufasam machlish until he becomes an ish. So taisakash says no. Since a roiv he brings Cyrus bisman, that's good enough to make it asra safik. So he says, according to Taisus here, what's the kasha? Enechanami b'shaita is a suffix, but it's bar later. This bar later is a mufasal machlish. Says Agana Afreinim, the Shara Melech and the Pnei Yeshua, that there, we're talking about the katan made it hektish. If he's not going to bring Beis Cyrus, it's not hektish b'chlal. Someone else is eating it. So that's a suffix on the Aveira. So that will be a suffix, even if later will be the misbar, because it's a suffix on the Aveira. But here, the Aveira is a vadai. The suffix is just, if he's a bar ancient, so that's why it's not called Asra Safik. When the Pnei Yeshua is Ma'ir, then why did Taisa have to say, V'loidami lehikazev v'chazikazev, the afa akashish name le'idia izu aviv? That's not the Vart. The Vart is that here it's an Aveir Vadei b'shas Shmaitza, so that's a little bit true. Now, the Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Alef Perikimul, he's discussing Shmaitza Alef, the Machlekes Rishonim, if me deraisa, Safik deraisa l'chumra, or Safik deraisa l'kula. The Ramah Mol, Safik deraisa l'kula me deraisa. So that's a kasha. How's the Rambam going to learn Agamar? He's Achel Chalev, and he became a Srislam Afreya. What was wrong with him eating Chalev? Safik Deraisa is Lekula Midaraisa. So how can he get Malchus? So he asks Akasha, also, even if Safik Deraisa is Lechumrib, why do you have a Raiv? Raiv people aren't Sarisa. So why can't he be Saimach on the Raiv and eat it? Right? It should be Mutlachilati Dalsa Saimach on the Raiv. So he says like this. He says, because really you do have a Safik. You have a Safik, maybe hatched a Cyrus. Maybe hatched a Cyrus and they fell off. So that's called the Safik Deraisa. So if you hold Safik deraisa l'chumra midaraisa, it's anyway awesome midaraisa for him to eat it because it's Safik of his nishur. But as that alone, you won't get malchus. But since it's also deraisa to eat it, you can't be Samech HaRaif because it's a Safik that maybe had the Cyrus and they fell off. So when it's inspired beyond the shadow of doubt that he was a Gadol because he's a Cyrus, So he'll get Malkus. But according to the Rambam, how could he get Malkus? It's mutal achilati dekosafi derais is not lagumra. So he says, Einachinami. According to the Rambam, he won't get Malkus. The Rambam learned the Gemara about carbon. But why do you say the same thing about carbon? So he says, Amari dekazach. He says, since there are abundant acids, fakus, so Mela, Al Kabanim is not called an Einus, he's called a Shaygi. If it's mutal achilos, it's called an Einus. But if it's asim in Arabanan, so when it's, we find out that Itaka did an Issa deraisa because he was a gadol, anyway, it was asim in Arabanan because Arabanan had said something deraisa l'chumra, so that makes him a shaygig, and he has to bring a carbon. But that's only if you hold the Gemara's by carbon, then you can stem with the Rambam. But according to the Eishel's Malkus, you can't say this because he's not going to be amazed. If it's only asim in Arabanan, he's not considered amazed on the deraisa. You have to say it's asim in deraisa to call him amazed. So you're going to have to say asim in deraisa, l'chumim in deraisa. And since he's asim in deraisa, so he's called amazed. As I said, the Sher Shmeitzer, Galdiger 8. Now, Rav Shimon Shkop and Shai Yeshe, Shai Gimel Perik Beis, he's bothered. He says that you can't tell me it's asim in derabanan because it's asim in deraisa, l'chumim, because derabanan aren't going to talk to a katan. So you can't say it's asim in derabanan, he's a safik katan. So Lamaisa, he doesn't have Issa Derabanan either. Bishlam, when you have a gadol and you have a something which is a Suffolk Issa Deraisa, so Midaraisa is the Kulam, Midarabanan is the Chumra. But if he's a Suffolk Katan, on a Katan you can't have an Issa Derabanan. But I think the Shev Shmaitz is right, because you don't have the Hetok. Shev Shmaitz has one Kasha. I have a Hetok called Suffolk Deraisa the Kula. I don't have, so Mela, I can't be called amazing. I'm called an Inus. But if you hold Safik Deraisa L'Chumra, you don't have the Heter Safik Deraisa L'Kula. So, or if you're a Rabbanan, you have it, so you don't have the Heter, it's not called an Einus. That's the word. The Shev Shmaitz's Kash is Gebayt on, Safik Deraisa L'Kula is a Heter, on something Mutter, you can't bring a carbon, on something Mutter, you can't get Malkus. On something which is also the Rabbanan, you can bring a carbon though, because you're not called an Einus, you're called a Shegig. On something which is Asim Deraisa, because you don't have the het of Savi Deraisa L'Chumra, L'Kula, Sama Me'elam, you could get Malkus on it. If it's Zmaya, then it's a Vada. Now the Shai Yeshe first says a Teretz on this Kasha, the one he say, how the Rambam learned the Gemara, he says, it's not a Safik, it's a Vada Yisr. A Katan doing an Yisr is a Vada Yisr. Like the Svara we said before, from the Pnei Yeshua and the Shai Melech, that a Katan doing an Yisr is a Vada Yisr, not a Safik. Shaul Ziv is a variation. There's no din of Safik Deraisa L'Kula. That's a Shai Yeshe's Teretz. Good Teretz. But the Shai Yeshe says, we still have a Kash in the Ram from the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin wants to bring a Raya that Yigobas arrived. How do you ever give someone Misa? For killing someone, maybe he's a Treifa. Elamai Yigobas arrived. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Maybe we'll check him. We'll check him. We'll find out he's not a Treifa. So the Kash is, what does it help to check him? But it's mutter for him to kill him if it wouldn't be for the din of Rayiv. It's mutter for him to kill him. It's a suffix. Safik deraisa l'kula. So how can they give him Misa? Elamai, the Rayiv says he's not a treif. But without going basa Rayiv, it should be mutter l'chachil of him to kill him. So even if you find out afterwards he is a treif, how do you give him Misa? So the Shai Yeshe says, a meridik a chiddish. He says, Safik deraisa l'kula doesn't mean it's mutter even on the tzad that it's asr. Safik deraisa l'kula means, we don't have to be chayshish for the tzad that's asr. Azakta good, but at your own risk. On the tzad, taka is asr, you'll get misa for it. If Safik Deraisa L'Kula is a blanket heter on both tzadim, so then he can't get misa. But if Safik Deraisa L'Kula means you don't have to be chayshish, then he's not a treifa, fine. But in case he's not a treifa, you're going to get misa. So, act with your own risk. That's what he says. I think the side the etzim is emes. That Safik Deraisa L'Kula is not a heter on both tzadim, it's a din we nem on the tzad heter, and it's a gay legabi other things, but legabi to mechayivim and einish for something that the Rav told him he's allowed to do, I don't think it's possible. I'll come on to that's the Rav Shimon. And let's go back to the Gemara now. The Gemara has a discussion. Rav Yosef asked the Kasha, Eilis or Amei Heilo Knas. Amei says an Eilis doesn't get a Knas, because Eilis Ketana doesn't get a Knas. So he has a Kasha. According to Shmuel, we have a kasha. According to Rav, I mean, we have a kasha. Eilis or Amei should have a knas. Why is it only a kasha in Rav? Why isn't it a kasha in Shmuel also? So the parsha that brought this, and Taisus pretty much says, it's according to Shmuel, when did she become a gedola? When she was much older, so she's already a begeres. But according to Rav, she's becoming a gedola mafreya So what are you going to say? When does she become a gdela? Mistame at 12. Why should she become a gdela after 12? And when does she become a begaris? Why would an ayonis become a begaris earlier? Why would an ayonis become a gdela later? And why would an ayonis become a begaris earlier? Bishlam according to Shmuel, when does she become a gdela? Later. So she's already a begaris. The kanusi atzel lebagir. But according to Rav, the Gemara held it wasn't mistab. But why? Because when does she become a gdela according to Rav? At 12 or 12 and a half? I've had the 12. Because why should she be later? And when does she become a begaris? So the Gemara thought, why should she become a begaris earlier? So Mela Avavid, it should be a period of Naris. And Mela, why would she get a knas according to Mela? That's the Gemara's kasha. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Abaye says, Bekatnusa Yatsa Silabagat. That no, she never has a period of Naris. She goes straight from Ktanis to Be'agis. So Rashi says that since she doesn't have Simanim, so Mela, she can't be a Nara. A Gedoyla, when you're 12, you're a Gedoyla. You need Simanim. If it's possible to have Simanim, Alice can't have Simanim, so she's a Gedoyla right when she's 12. But a Nara, she doesn't. You need two Sirens to be a Nara. So she's not a Nara. So Mamela, Oivazai, that's as much as Mechadish. Oivazai, even though Emerson, she didn't go through a period between the Katnus and the Bagrus, but it doesn't matter, because since she can't be a Nara, Mamela, she's a Begaris. So according to Shmuel, the pshat was, she's a Begaris because she's older. According to Rav, it's a very big Chiddush. She's 12 years old, she's really not old enough to be a Begaris, but then again, she doesn't have Simanim to be a Nara. So by default, so she has to be a Begaris. So Rashi's Mefurish that she's a Begaris when she's 12. Taisus pretty much says it also, Dermaskal Nasus Srislam Afreyam. And as I stated in the Ramah and Evan Ezra Simakov Nanhesiv Beis says that when does an islandess become a Begaris when she's 12? But the Ramban here and the Ridva in Kedushin Navdalid says that she becomes a Gedela and a Begaris when she's 12 and a half. That's the other side of the coin. Now there's a Gemara thought she has to become a Gedela at 12 and she can't become a Begaris till 12 and a half. So Mamela, she should have a class between them. And for the Gemara, according to Rashi, no, there is no Naris. So there is no Naris, so what happens? So since she's a Gedela at 12, Mamela should be Begaris at 12. And the Ran says the other way. That since she's only a Begaris at 12 and a half, Mamela she's only a Gedela at 12 and a half. So the Mishnah Malach, Zavadim Perek Dalach Alf, wants to know, why? Why can't she become a Gedela at 12? Why does she have to wait till she's a Begaris to be a Gedela? Chay Abyssal Shvei. And Eide B'Yudna, Tanyana, Ebenezer, Simon, Gimel says like this. She can't become Begaris at 12 and a half, period. That thing about Nemzan, even in the Teretz. And, if she has no Simanim, she can't be a Nara. So if she's not a Nara, not a Begaris, by definition, she's a Ktana. That's the Tutsdadim. The Tzad of Rashi, Taisus, you know, the Ramon, is a Pshat like this. She's a Gedela, she's 12 years old. She doesn't need Cyrus. But she's not an Arab. Oh, so that by definition, she's a Begaris. Then Ramon goes the other way. She's not a Begaris, still 12 and a half. And she's also not an Arab, because she doesn't have Simanim. Oh, so that by definition, she's a Ktana. That's the other Tzad. There's a Raivan in Kedushin, just want to mention it, that says Lamafreya. It doesn't mean Lamafreya from 12. Lamafreya means Lamafreya from the time she had Simani Islander. So the three Shitas, if it's from 12, 12 and a half, or from she had Simani Islander. But I don't want to be married so much with the Ravid, we don't have enough time. But just this Nakuda like this. Shmuel that says, that Gemara didn't have a kasha on Shmuel, right? Why didn't Gemara have a kasha on Shmuel? So we said, because according to Shmuel, since she only becomes a Gedera later, she's already a Begaris. So Taisus pretty much says, Shmuel Nicha, Kevin Shmei Katnesim Shachem Ad Yudchesim Kein En Kanaris. The main Naris have a Kishbehem B'shishach Adashim Esmuchel M'shtei Mesheik Kishbehis Gavazim Mekatnas. Says the Machoikis Achoinim, what's Pashup Shat in Taisus? Does Taisus mean like this, that even if she's not an islandess, if you have the Isha, which didn't get Cyrus until she was 16, and then she got Cyrus, has no Simani islandess, when did she become a Gedela? At 16. When did she become a Begaris? So Pashup, you learn of Taisus, and what Taisus is saying is, she becomes a Begaris right away. If she's 12 and a half, until when she's a Ktana, she's a Ktana. But if as soon as she becomes a Ktana, She's not an Ara, she's a Begeris. Anyone over 12 and a half is a Begeris, even if she became a Gedolah later. So, Meila, according to Shmuel, B'chol Nashver, she's never, since an Islandess by definition can't become a Gedolah until she's older, she's already a Begeris. Because that's halacha. You can't be a. You can't, if you're a Gedolah and you're over 12 and a half, you're automatically a Begeris, even if you became a Gedolah later. Hashem, according to Rabbi, goes to Mefreya. So that was Gemara's Kasha. So she has 6 months until she's a Begeris. So that you want to know, she can't be an Irish, she doesn't have some money. An Irish, she becomes a Begeris right away, or she becomes a Gedolah later, like we said. But that's Pasha Taishin Taisis. A lot of Achrayim learned that way. The Karanaira, the Beis Meir in Evan Ezra Simakuf Nunhei, and the Chaim in Chudush Yerbein Chaim Alevi, Hilchas Ishus Perek Beis Lachates. So that's the Pshat in Taisis. But it's a little bit shver, because why does the Braisa say an island is a Zayim Laknas? Because Magnusi Yatzul Lebeger. Every Isha, which is not a Gedolah right away after the first six Kedoshim, doesn't have a Knas, because Magnusi Yatzul Lebeger. The Arthlaner Esakasha, and the Beis Meir, and Evan Ezra Simon Kufnun Hei. But that's the Chayyab Shannon Taishas. Now the Rambam, if that's true, the Rambam does all the way. The Rambam, Hilchas Isha's Perek Beis Locha Gimel says, Higil Shtemes Yishana Vyamechav Levi Yisaris, Afa Pi Shanir Basimani Islands, but a dying Tani Eresim Shana. In case she gets Cyrus before she's 20, she's a Naira for 6 Kedoshim, and then she becomes a Begaris. Now there are Achronim that learn Taiz also that way. The Asher Shangiv, the Achroner, and the Chazanish, and the Gilin of Reb Chaim, says Taiz agrees to the Rambam. Taiz is spoken specifically about Islandess. Specifically about Islandess, that Islandess, since she's not a Dela till later, she's not a Begaris. But if she's not an islandess and she becomes a Naira al Yidei Simanim, Taish also would agree that for the next 6 months she's a Naira and she's not a Begeris, and that would answer the question why Dafka an islandess doesn't have class according to Rameh. But what Shver is like this, according to the Rambam, and according to Taish is according to the Chaim, the learned Taish like the Rambam, that holds that an islandess becomes a Begeris right away, but if she gets to Cyrus after she's 12 and a half, she becomes a Begeris 6 months later. What's the difference? Why is the Gemara assuming it's good according to Shmuel then? If the Pshat is, you only become a Begeris 6 months after you become a Gedolah, so why is the islands different? It's a fella. Alamai, because an islands doesn't have some money in Iris, like we said in Rav, so why was the Gemara more sufficient with Shmuel than with Rav? Bishleim, if it's a Yisayt Musid, when you're 12 and a half, you cannot be a Naira. And that's true even if you're not an islandess, even if it's just done, got Cyrus after 12 and a half. So it's good, according to Shmuel it's good, according to Rav, so when she's 12, she's a Gedolah, so you have a problem, why doesn't he get a Knas? But if they're going to say no, when you're a Gedolah, when you got Cyrus, so then, you're an Ara for 6 months. That's what the Rambam holds. So why is an islandess different? Elamai, the Yisayit of Katnusi Yatzel Begel, I was saying in Rav, that's not Shaykh a period of Naris, if you don't have Cyrus, so why is it better Shmuel in Rav? So if Chaim says a Gavaldigi says in Chedusha Ben Chaim Alevi Hilchas Ishas Perik Beis Alachades, he says like this. He says, what's the Yisayit in a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? Kapshuta you learn. Now I'm showing them. I think he holds that you learn this way, like Taisus or whatever. That the Machlekes is a Cyrus in an islandess which doesn't have Cyrus. Rav holds from a male, they don't need anything to become a gadol. Someone who's a Bar Hava Cyrus, he's not a Cyrus or an islandess, the Mela, they become a Gadol when they bring Cyrus after 12 or 13. Mashengin, someone who cannot bring Cyrus, a Cyrus, an islandess, they become a Gadol automatically when they're 12 and 13. How do we know that they're Cyrus? We don't know they're Cyrus islands until they're 20. But the actual process of Godless is without anything other than the age. The age is makes them a Gadol. That's why Rav holds a Gadol, my friend. What does Shmuel hold? Shmuel holds no. There's some money Cyrus in the island is Shaf the Godless. The Godless is created by the Samani Cyrus. So Meli have to wait until the Samani Cyrus is solidified. When does Samani Cyrus create Godless? When? 20. Adkan. Before that, since you didn't have the Samani Cyrus in islands yet, or it wasn't yet considered Samani Cyrus islands because they're not 20, the Meli not a Godless. That's one way you can learn, a very geschmack way you can learn the Machalikas Rav and Shmuel. But Zaktib Chaim, you can learn a different way. You can learn that even Rav holds you need some money, Cyrus and Alice to make them a gadol. So what's the machlekes? The machlekes is like this. Some money, Cyrus and islandess really, by their nature, should work l'mafreya. They really should shaft the din Cyrus and islandess, the din godless l'mafreya. That's what Rav holds, they work l'mafreya. because that's how Simani Saris work. Simani Saris are Simanim which could make a godless Lamafreya. And what does Shmuel hold? Shmuel, it's, yeah, they could. But the din is that we don't say Goyim Muslim Afreya. We don't work Lam Afreya. The mechanism of Simani Saris and Analyst could, that's a work Lam Afreya. But Halacha doesn't work Lam Afreya. Till we have them, even though they should work Lam Afreya, but Halacha cannot work Lam Afreya. That's a Machlaikis. Rav says it's a Yisaitistika Machlaikis. See, he was talking about the din that Banim Areim Kisamanim. And he was discussing that Banim Areim Kisamanim really would be when she becomes pregnant, but you need a Vayim Shel Kayama to make it Lam Afreya when they're pregnant. And there's a Machlaikis if it could work Lam Afreya. So he tells us so, that according to the Rambam he's learning, the Shaila is, Be'etzim, Simani Saris should work from 13, but it's a Shaila if things work Lam Afreya. Oh, so Ayba Zayi Zakta. So that's why the Gemara held that Avadish is a big heiress. Because things don't work Lam Afreya. So till you have the Simani Saris of 20, they don't shaft Dina. But now that you have the Simani Saris, the dinim that they shaft, b'negei mikana laba, is that the godless was 12. It's just when you were 12, you didn't have it yet. Because you don't say global Muslim Afreya. But now, on any din which is negei mikana laba, the godless was when you were 12. So Meli, you're a begaris. When you got Cyrus afterwards, so be'etzim, the simanim only started when they're 16. So Meli, you have to wait 6 months. But when the godless is coming and they simanim islanders, Be'etzim, Rav says they work Lamafreya. Shmuel would also agree they work Lamafreya. But he says, till they happen, we don't go back Lamafreya. But now that they happen, they work Lamafreya. Nafgamina is whatever's in the game, Mekanel Abba, that already happened before. So Mela, that's why you're Begaris right away. That's Reb Chaim Shtickel to explain why in the Rambam that holds that even when she's older than 12 and a half, she needs to be 6 months after godless. But by islandess, the Gemara held with the Pasha, she doesn't, because islandess, even though till now she's a Ketana, but from now on she was a Gdayla at 12! So she is 6 months after godless from now on, and that's why she's a Begaris.